I've been keeping a secret. Come and listen, all who fear God, and I will tell you what he has done for me. I cried out to him with my mouth, and praise was on my tongue. Psalm 66:16. If I don't tell you soon, I may burst. I feel as if I've been keeping a secret from you, and I need to let you in. I have a new project I've been hard at work on. I have poured hours into creating, writing, praying, listening, pondering. I've wondered, I've desired, and Lord willing, I will be releasing to you what the Holy Spirit birthed in me. I don't even know where to begin, so I'll back up a bit and give you a little more insight into why this project and why now. About 3 months ago, the Lord impressed on me that he was about to give birth to something new in me. For weeks, he poured in idea after idea. My brain was spinning with excitement, but I didn't know where to focus, which project to start first. I wanted to do them all, and now, right away. Then, in an instant, one day, I received complete clarity from the Lord. He gave me the title, the format, and then asked that I let him lead me day by day. The next morning, I raced away for my quiet time with the Lord. I ran to my writing room while the house slept. I opened my Bible and I opened my journal. And with a speed I have never experienced, I wrote as he poured through me. The writing was by hand, which never happens for me. I always write on my keyboard. But it was as if everything was different with this project, an unfamiliar approach, a different way of listening and creating. As God directed my time of writing, he brought each day to a feeling of completion. This happened day by day. He didn't give me the writing prompts and ideas for anything beyond the very day he showed me what to write about. Before I sat down to begin writing this project, I had a list of what I thought I would focus on. But each day I asked God to fill me with his spirit and lead me. Each day, he directed me in a direction I found surprising. As I dove deeply into his word and then into my writing, I began to fall more madly in love with God. I found myself unable to stop thinking of him. My heart felt revived. What he was revealing to me, I was writing for you. But I've experienced this renewal in my soul. I am literally giddy with excitement to bring it to you. I don't have an exact release date just yet, but know it will be soon. And the format is what I'm so excited about. It's an audio devotion with a transcript for the reading lover. 14 days reflecting on this question. Who is God? Really? I've walked with God for many years now, but there's so much of who he is I'm still discovering. If I know him intimately, why do I find my fears continue to drive my thoughts? Why does my anxiety wreak havoc on my soul? Why does my sense of unimportance create a lack of drive in me, or a lack of belief that God can and will use me? Or why do I let my past failures and broken relationships define my next steps? If I know the truth of who God really is, why am I so quick to forget? I want to remember who God is by the light of his word. He has revealed himself to us and given us the power of the Holy Spirit to teach us who he is. We have relied on the internet to tell us who he is. We have relied on podcasts, books, bloggers, pastors, and teachers to tell us who he is. While these are wonderful supplements, I wonder if his word has become the supplement to all else we use to reveal him to us. So then, why am I not just ending here and saying, go read the word? Because as I sat in his word, he began showing me who he is and instructed me to take it to you as a journey we will take together. To guide you through this journey you will take with him. I will be like your tour guide. For 14 days, I will be your traveling companion. Together, we will read his word. We will pray. We will meditate on his word. I will share reflections and thoughts with transparency and honesty. I believe you and I struggle with some of the same things. God wouldn't cause this passion in me for me to simply experience Him on my own and hoard it all for myself. He's asked me to give to you out of the gifts He's given to me. I'm asking for your prayers over me and my family as I bring this project to completion and release it to the world. Writing brings the enemy to alert. I'm not concerned. After what I've just learned in my writing this devotion for you, I'm ready to keep my eyes fixed on the character of God. I'm going deeper with Him and want you to come along with me. Stay tuned for release dates and information about how you can help launch when we are ready. Coming soon, Illuminate, Seeing God by the Light of His Word, written and read to you by me, Renee Robinson.